thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
就是这样。
That was beautiful worship service, wasn't it?
很美的敬拜，是不是？
Say yes.
Yes.
One of these days I'm going to learn Chinese and I'll come among you. And I'll understand
everything.
You know, the Bible talks about languages.
圣经讲到的语言。
And one time I was in German, I wanted to ask the Lord, how will that work? Because I want it to work for me.
有一次我就问神，应该要怎么样透过我来成就你的事情。
So I was traveling to Germany.
我到德国去。
To get to Israel.
通过德国要到以色列去。
And en route, I became sick with some kind of virus.
后来他在路上，
太大了，应该先回去处理一下。对，我得转弯，应该处理一下。我给打电话。
And they saw that I was running with fever, you know, they got very concerned.
他看见到我有那个烧，就很紧张。
So they wouldn't let me get back on the plane until they ran some tests and so on and so forth.
但硬要他做很多的测验，才让我上飞机。
So I was waiting to see the doctor.
So 我在等着这个时候。
And standing in front of me were two nurses.
那在我面前有两位护士。
And they were conversing about some things they shouldn't have been talking about.
他们在谈那些不应该谈的事。
And I thought they were talking in English.
我以为他们是用英文。
They were talking in German.
但其实他们是用德语在讲话。
So finally, one of the nurses said to the other nurse.
那结果有一个护士跟另外一个护士说
，Do you have a Kleenex?I can't get rid of this nasty drip in my nose.
有一个说那里没有纸巾，我那个流鼻涕。
And I said in English.
那我就用英文跟他说
，Do you need a Kleenex?
我说你需要一个纸巾吗
？And she said.
那他就说
，In German, but it came to me in English.
他就用德语讲，但是我听是好像英文一样。
You speak German?
你会讲德文吗？
Because they knew they'd been talking about some things that they shouldn't be talking about. I wasn't real nice. I never did tell. And I said, "Do you need a Kleenex?"
我只是从说你需要纸巾吗
？Which came to her in German.
她到第二次后来就是德文。
She said, "Do you talk German?"
她说你跟我讲德文啊。
You heard what we were saying?
你听到我刚才在讲什么？
She wasn't too concerned about our Kleenex anymore. She could. So I pulled the Kleenex out of my purse and gave it to her. And I learned something about the Spirit. Isn't God amazing? You know, the day of Pentecost when everyone was. The Spirit of God had fallen, and people were preaching.
就在群节当日，当他们圣灵降临，他们就开始讲道。
And said everyone heard them in their own tongue.
就说每一个人听到使徒们讲的是用他们土语讲。
So Peter was preaching in English, or I'm sorry, Hebrew.
彼得是用希伯来语在传道。
Or whatever language he was speaking at that moment.
或者是其他的吗
But they heard them in all of these different languages.
但是呢，所有聚集的人听到他是用他们的乡谈来讲。
He was speaking his own tongue.
他其实呢，彼得是讲自己的。
But they understood in their national tongue.
但是呢，其他人听到他们各个地方的乡谈。
It's just a little bit of info.A little nugget of what is coming.
这个呢，就是呢，告诉我们将要发生的事，确切的，这也是其中一个将会发生的事。
I'm terrible in languages, but I think in the spirit we can do it.
我学语言呢，按照天来的是很不容易学，但是呢，在灵里就可以了。
We can all speak in English and all understand in German.
结果是说，黑女说他们听就是德语。
She will be out of a job. I will speak in English and you'll understand in Mandarin.
我用英文讲，你们听呢就听到我讲国语。
And I'll know because she'll laugh at all the right times.
那我在正确的时候会笑。
You will respond in Mandarin and I'll understand in English. This is amazing.
你用中文的回应，我的听就是好像英文听。
God is so smart.
是太聪明。
Well, let's get started.
好，我们开始吧。
Turn please to Psalm 110.
我们看诗篇一百十篇。
Just a few lines. Verse 1 says, God is speaking to Messiah.
第一节是神对以赛亚。
And therefore, to Melchizedek,
所以呢就是对麦基洗德说，
who will be a priesthood after his own image,
就是呢照着神的样式做祭司的。
A priesthood after his own image,
是照着神的样式成为祭司的。
He says, sends to this priest as though he is a king.
他对这个祭司说话，因为他是君王。
Sit at my right hand until I make your adversaries your footstool.
你坐在我的右边，等到我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
The Lord will send forth from Zion the scepter of your strength.
神要从锡安伸出能力的杖。
Rule them in the midst of your foes.
要在仇敌中掌权。
Then he says in verse 4, the Lord has sworn.
第四节这里说，耶和华起了誓。
And will not revoke or change it.
绝不后悔，不会改变。
You are a priest forever.
你是永远为祭司。
After the order of Melchizedek.
是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
So we have here one scripture.
所以这里一节圣经。
There are others,
还有其他地方
but at least here we have one scripture or one passage.
那这是这里至少有一段
that helps us to understand that Melchizedek is both king and priest.
让我们明白麦基洗德又是君王又是祭司。
Let's look for a minute at Zechariah.
我们再来看撒迦利亚书。
6:13. It says, "Yes, you are building a temple of the Lord."
就是说，对，你在建造耶和华的殿。
But it is He who shall build the true temple of the Lord.
那是真正建造神的殿的是他。
And He shall bear the honor and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
而他会担负神父神的荣耀权柄
and shall sit and rule upon his throne
坐在位上掌王权
he shall be a priest upon his throne
他会在他的位上做祭司
and the council of peace shall be between the two offices priest and king
是这两个职任就是祭司与君王两个职任之间会有和谐
Many of those who think that they know, you know, anything about Melchizedek, and believe me, I think that there have been there a share, a big share of people who really have tried to understand.
有些人尝试来明白麦基洗德
agree that he is both a king and a priest.
他们理解麦基洗德是又是君王又是祭司。
What most miss is the fact that he is not only a king and a priest.
但很多人不理解，他不只是君王和祭司。
That he bears all offices that are in Christ.
但他更加是担负所有耶稣基督的职任。
Therefore, Melchizedek is also an apostle and a prophet.
所以麦基洗德又是使徒又是先知。
And this ministry, this priesthood, we're calling it a priesthood because that's what the Bible calls it.
我们叫这个麦基洗的职任是个祭司的职任，对圣经是这样称。
It's just that this particular priesthood also carries in its bosom the kingship anointing.
但是这个祭司的职任呢，也包含着这个君王的恩膏。
And the apostle and the prophet.
还有呢，使徒跟先知。
Turn your Bibles. Let's talk for a moment about the king.
我们先来谈一下这个君王。
Turn your Bibles, please, to Micah 2:13.
我们来看看那个家书二章十三节。
I want to talk to you about why the kingship anointing is so important.
为什么这个君王的恩膏那么重要？
It says the breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them.
就说呢，这个开路的，就是这个弥赛亚或者破墙的，在他们前上去。
They will break through, pass in through the gate.
他们会闯过城门，从城门出去。
And go out through it.
从城门出去。
And their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head.
然后他们的王会在他们前面行走，耶和华走在前面引导他们。
So you see here that it is vital, this kingship anointing.Is vital for the advancement of the body of Christ or God's army.
So, this 个君王的恩膏是非常重要的。如果要神的军队啊往前
，the kingship anointing bears within its bosom a vow.
就是这个君王的恩膏呢，在里面是一个勇敢的人，一个勇士的人。
A nation without a king is a nation with no valor.
如果一个国家它没有君王，这个国家就是没有这个勇气。
And Melchizedek will carry the valor of Christ within his own bosom.
然后这个麦基洗德在他怀里会担负着基督的那种的勇敢。
The body of Christ is a nation.
那基督的身体是一个国度。
A nation within a nation
是一个国里的国。
And a nation of many nations.
而且是一个。
A world composite of many nations.
可以说是基督的身体是从各国来的组成的。
But this kingship anointing is critical.
但是这个君王的恩膏是非常关键的。
To put the valor in the church, to move the church on into victory.
也是教会有个勇敢，可以呢进入的这个得胜。
Look please at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章
Verse 33.
三十三节
I'm going to have for this time just translate what I say instead of reading out of your Bible.
就是翻译啊，就是啊读
是。It says, "Who by the help of faith,
就借着信心啊的帮助
subdue the kingdoms,
啊去制服。
Administer justice,
然后行公义
obtained promised blessings,
然后得着所应许的
closed the mouth of lions,
然后封住狮子的口
extinguished the power of raging fire,
然后呢消灭那个烈火
escaped the devouring of the sword,
然后脱离那个刀剑
our frailty and weakness,
从软弱
won strength and became stalwart.
成为勇敢
，even resistless in battle，
甚至呢在征战的当中是敌人无法
，rallying valiant hosts，
然后是得胜的。
Doesn't this kind of bring to mind King David？
那这些的形容词是不是让你想到大卫王
？Resistless in battle，
在征战当中
，rallying valiant hosts。
然后呢，就打败了。
Administering justice,
行公义。
Subduing kingdoms,
然后制服列国。
It's representative of the kingship anointing.
这个是讲到的是君王的恩膏。
That will be apparent and present in the Melchizedek priesthood.
在这个祭麦基洗德祭司当中，会有这样的君王的恩膏。
One of the reasons the body of Christ is in the condition that it's in.
今天我们基督的身体。是这种的现况
is because the
adversary has raged against the church. 是因为仇敌一直在攻击教会。And he's in his raging against the church. 他是这样的猛烈的攻击教会。He's often overtaking the church and even its leaders. 甚至呢常常胜过教会里的领袖。Bringing about disastrous situations.
是呢带下的很糟糕的情况。
Enticing to sin.
诱惑信徒来犯罪。
Sometimes I think as many people as there are on the earth, the enemy has ways of diverting you from God's path.
那个仇敌有许多的方法让我们离开神的道路。
There is just so little valor in the church.
在教会里太少的勇敢。
We have a ministry wherein we.Draw people together to intercede for America.
我们有一个事情呢，就是招聚一些人一起为美国来啊呼求祷告。
And other nations.
啊，还有为其他的国家来祷告。
In fact, the Lord has already given me the commission that we are to take the gatherings to China.
神已经告诉我要把这些的啊代表的聚集要带到中国来举行。
And the purpose of the gatherings.
然后这些的。祷告的大会
is to deal with principalities and powers that rule over nations.
就是要针对呢，在不同的国家，他们属于上述的那些的执政掌权的，或者是
so that in dealing with these principalities and powers, it gives God freedom to send revival into nations.
当我们来对付得胜这些在区域性的那些的黑暗权势的时候，就可以把神的荣耀能力。全民拜下在一些国家当中
，revival and reformation
就会有复兴，这个国家里就有改革
，a reforming of things that are，
就是呢在社会上看见一个改革
，into something that is acceptable in the eyes of the Lord，
改革到一个神认为可以合适的、可接纳的地步。
When people hear what we do，
他们听到我们做这种的祷告大会。
I'm amazed at how many people think that they're not called to war.
很多人以为神没有呼召我去做征战祷告。
Oh, you can do that.
他们说啊，你去做吧。
I don't believe in that.
但是我不相信是这种情况。
I don't believe in warfare.
我不相信啊征战。
Have you ever heard anyone say that?
你听过有人这样跟你讲吗
？It's because there's no valor in the church.
因为教会里没有勇敢。
The spirit of valor is missing.
这个勇敢的灵在教会中。
When a Christian is adorned in the spirit of valor,
当基督徒有这个勇敢的灵
they are like young David.
他们就好像年轻的大卫王
who thinks it is nothing to deal with great Goliath.
当他面对哥利亚的时候，他觉得一点没有惧怕。
What matters to David?
他所关心的
is that God's name not be mocked.
就是神的名不要被亵渎
，and that his name be glorified.
他所关心的神的名要得荣耀。
So although he is small in stature,
虽然他是呢很矮小
，he defeats Goliath.
他却得胜了那个巨大的哥利亚。
But this was done because David had the kingship anointing.
他能这样做是因为他有君王的恩膏。
And with it, the spirit of valor.
而且随之来的他有这个勇敢的力量。
Let's look for a moment at Amos.
我们来看
chapter 9,
第九章。
11,
第十一节，亚摩斯书九章十一节。
Through 12,
十一二节。
Says in that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David.
当那日我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
The fallen hut or booth,
就是那倒塌的那个帐幕。
And close up its breaches,
然后堵住其中的破口。
And I will raise up its ruins,
把那破坏的建立起来。
And I will build it as the days of old,
重新修造像古时。
They may possess the remnant of Edom,
以致呢以色列得到以东所余剩的。
And all the nations that are called by my name,
还有所有称为神名下的
said the Lord who does this,
这是行事的耶和华所说的
It is true that the tabernacle of David does pertain in part to worship.
是大卫的帐幕是有关乎敬拜。
But more importantly, the house of David.
但是更重要，大卫的家。
Expresses itself through government.
它所代表的是那个政权。
Through government and bringing the people of God into unity.
是代表政权，而且让神的子民啊进入一个合一。
Also, as I just mentioned, David was a man of valor.
还有大卫是个勇士。
And raised up a mighty army of men of valor.
他就兴起一个巨大的军队，很多的勇士在当中。
The soldiers that ran with David and were part of this imperial or strategic segment of his army called the men of valor.
他的军队当中有特别一批突出的领袖，就是叫大能的勇士。
Won battles miraculously.
他们都是呢神奇性的来得胜在许多的战争中。
They were lion-hearted.
他们里面有那个狮子的心勇猛。
They never perceived defeat.
他们永远不能接受打败仗。
So you frequently saw them a mere few defeating many.
所以呢，他在他这些的大能勇士当中，他们几个人就被打败了许许多多的敌军。
They were men of valor.
他们是大能的勇士。
So David's house is a house of government.
所以呢，大卫之家呢是一个有政权的家。
It's a house of warfare.
是一个为征战的家。
It's a house of unity.
是一个呢合一的家。
And it is a house that brought forth the worship of the people of God unto God.
也是呢带领神的子民来敬拜神的家。
He also brought the holiness of God and the presence of God to the people of God.
大卫的家也是把神的圣洁、神的同在带进以色列人当中。
So when you look at these Melchizedekian kings,
所以当你看将要兴起的麦基洗德的这些君王，
please look at them and consider them in light of King David.
你要用大卫王这个榜样来。想到这些麦基洗德的君王。
Let's look at Zechariah.
我们再来看撒迦利亚书
，Chapter 10,
第十章
，Verse 5,
第五节。
It says, "And they shall be like mighty men, treading down their enemies in the mire of the streets."
他们必如勇士，在镇上将仇敌践踏在街上的泥土中。
In the battle, and they shall fight because the Lord is with them.
他们在征战的时候一定征战，因为耶和华与他们同在。
And the oppressors riding on horses shall be confounded and put to shame.
那些压制他们的人骑在马上一定被羞愧。
They will defeat the enemies of God.
这些勇士一定会得胜神的仇敌。
Zechariah 12 verse 8.
然后撒迦利亚十二章第八节。
It says, "In that day." Will the Lord guard and defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem?
耶和华必保护耶路撒冷的居民。
And he who is spiritually feeble and stumbles among them,
那些灵里软弱的
，in that day of persecution,
在那被逼迫的日子
，shall become strong and noble like David.
他们必成为勇猛尊贵的勇士，像大卫家一样。
And the house of David.
像在大卫的家一样
，shall maintain its supremacy.
大卫的家也一定会被兴起来，超越一切。
Like God, like the angel of the Lord who is before them.
大卫的家好像神，如同行在他们前面耶和华的使者一样。
Remember how in the book of Acts we read,
在使徒行传
，the devil saying,
魔鬼说
，Jesus I know.Paul, I know.
保罗我认识。
But who are you?
你是谁啊？
That's the way we'll deal with these Melchizedekian kings.
所以呢，当麦基洗德这些的君王也会这种情况。
Principalities and powers will be screaming from the heavens.
那些的黑暗之灵、执政掌权者就会大叫。
This one I know. That one I know.
他们说，哎，我认得这个，我认得那个。
They will be very famous.
这些万喜的君王呢会很有名气。And the devil's kingdom 在魔鬼的国度里 famous because they win so many battles， 他们在魔鬼的国度里是很有名的，因为他们 they destroy so many strongholds， 是破除很多的坚固营垒，而且得胜许多的战役。They will kingdom will know them from the north, the south, the east, and the west。这魔鬼的国度呢，会认识这些外星体的人。They will hate very excited he's not because he became king。他们会很恨不看见这个君王。Because the very sight of them means destruction for his kingdom。因为他们看见他们就知道自己要了。They're also very famous in heaven。在天堂，这些外星体的君王也会很有名。Because these are they who will walk in heaven even while on this earth。因为这些外星体的君王呢，会行在天上，如同他行在地上。Now again, that's another mystery, and I don't have time to go through that while we're together.
这个就是另外一个奥秘，我大概没时间跟大家分享。
But I will say just simply,
很简单的说
，that when you walk in union with Christ,
当你取得联合
，you walk in the heavens even while here on this earth.
你虽然活在地上，你同时也在天上行走。
So there'll be famous in heaven.
所以在天上，这些外星体的君王也是有名的。
Partially because they will keep heaven very busy in prayers.
一方面呢，他们会叫天堂呢很忙于祷告。
And they keep the angels of heaven very busy and warm.
为了让天上的那使者天使呢忙着要征战。
So praise the Lord. On earth they may not be so famous.
可能他们在地上没有这么有名。
Oh, there will be those.
有些人。
I'll never get used to the German. There will be those who will know who they are because these people are going to be very powerful.
有些人会认出他们是麦基洗德的君王，因为他们是会有很有能力。
The Psalms said they will shatter kings in their day.
那诗篇里面说这些麦基洗德的君王会压碎列国列王。
So they will be famous in that respect.
所以在这方面他们会有名。
Maybe the only place that they won't be as famous will be in the church.
可能在教会当中却可能没有什么名。
You know, because the church loves the glitz and glamour, right?
因为教会喜欢那个很闪耀的。
These people will be very humble, very meek.
但是呢，这些的啊君王是非常谦卑的。
Very contrite.
是非常谦卑的。
It would be like, you know, Midwestern corn.
就好像很普通的玉米。
You're probably wondering what that means. In other words, it would be common, very common.
就是很普遍的，不显眼的。
So, even if you were to see them on television,
就算这些的君王在电视上看见他们
，You would say, "Oh, how common!"
你会觉得哎呀很普通啊。
Little would you know the power that resides within their bosom.
但是你想不到他们里面有巨大的能力
，the power and the authority.
巨大的能力和权力。
So very common.
他们看上去非常普通。
And since Christendom has really come about the glitz and the glamour.
因为呢，在教会里面，人们真是现在非常爱慕那些的闪耀。
They look at these very common people.
就是他们看见这些普通的人
，and probably not be too drawn to them.
他们不会被他们吸引。
But those who love Jesus,
那那些爱慕耶稣的人
，I mean really love Jesus,
真正爱慕耶稣的人
，and want to go all the way with the Lord,
这是愿意彻底来跟随神的人
，will love these Melchizedekian priests and kings.
他们就会非常爱这些麦基洗德的祭司君王。
In a vision,
在一个意象
，Let me show you the power and the authority that will reside within these priests.
啊，这些的祭司他们有的权柄能力啊。
In a vision,
在一个意象
one of these Melchizedekian priests walked into a room.
就是有一个这样的麦基洗德祭司进到一个房间。
The room was filled with ministers.
然后呢，这个房间是很多的传道人。
That were not yet fulfilling their ultimate purpose in this life.
他们在他们的人生还没有完成神的心意。
And the priests waved their hands. 然后呢，这个麦喜的祭司呢，就这样的摇下他的手
，to greet the congregation，
就呢跟他们会众打招呼。
And every minister in the congregation，
然后在这个会众当中的每一个传道人
，who were initially standing，
本来他们是站着的
，fell down，
他这样手一摇，他们全部都
倒下了。
在神的能力上，他们都倒。
When they fell down，
当他们倒下来的时候
，they were supernaturally placed into their calling。
他们就超自然的呢，被放进他们神所呼召的位置上。
They were not only placed into their calling，
他们不单只是被放在他们被呼召的位置上。
But whatever was lacking within them that hindered them from being able to fulfill their calling was imparted。
而且呢，他们原来所缺乏的，拦阻他们进入他们呼召当中的东西，就很超自然的全部就加给他们。
So they were in essence。Give steel to the backbone of the church.
可以说呢，这个祭司麦喜的祭司就把呢这个力量就加给教会。
Kings help guide the church.
可以说这些的君王会引导教会。
Then the king will go out through the gate ahead of them.
刚才我们读，这个君王是走在前面的，闯过城门。
One of the reasons Israel wanted a king.
为什么以色列那个时候他们希望有君王
？It's because it frightens them that when the ark could be taken，
因为他们那个约柜被仇敌夺去的时候，他们就害怕。
That they would have no king to go before them，
他们就想就没有君王带着他们往前。
And really, in essence, what they were looking for was a king that would scare the other nations and keep them away from, you know, the boundaries of Israel。
所以以色列人希望有君王呢，他希望这个君王呢会吓跑仇敌。
They just really didn't seem to understand that the one that needed to keep the enemies away from the enemies of Israel was the Lord.
他们不知道呢，其实呢是要靠神叫敌人远离以色列。
So the kings are very important.
所以呢，君王是很重要的。
For the by Christ to win the battles, the strategic battles against the high and evil principalities.Of these last days.
所以在这末世要胜过这些很巨大的黑暗的权势，必须要有很多的君王被兴起来。
Let's look for a moment at the priest.
那我们来看一下这个麦喜的祭司。
Come with me, please, to 1 Peter 2.
彼得前书二章。
Verse 5.
二章五节。
Come and like living stones, be yourself built into a spiritual house.
你们要来到主的面前，要好像活石一样被建造成为主的宫。
For a holy, dedicated, consecrated priesthood,
成为圣洁的祭司。
To offer up those spiritual sacrifices,
然后呢，要献那个灵祭。
That are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ.
是借着耶稣基督。
Verse 9, that you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him. Who called you out of darkness?
他叫你们离开黑暗
，into His marvelous light，
进入他奇妙的光明。
And remember, we've already talked about some of this.
我们已经谈论过一些这些。
We talked about the call out of darkness.
我们已经说了要从黑暗给照出来。
Where no revelation lives.
因为启示在黑暗里，黑暗里没有启示。
And into the marvelous light.
要从黑暗进入那荣耀的光明
，where the revelation of Christ lives，
在那里有基督的启示
，the revelation of the kingdom lives，
让在那里在光明里有对天国的启示。
God desires to bring the revelation of the kingdom so close to the peoples of the earth。
神的心意是要让神的子民是这样的清楚看见关于天国的启示。
That for a season of time，
你是呢在一段的时间里面
，the body will walk in both places。
你说呢？神的身体可以行在两个地。
There is this opaque veil.
据说呢，有一个好像半透明的这个帐幕
that keeps us closed out of the revelation of the kingdom.
这个不透明的帕子让我们从神的国被隔绝。
We cannot see heaven.
我们就看不见天堂。
We know there's a heaven.
我们知道有天堂。
We cannot see it.
但是我们看不清楚，看不到。
We know there's a kingdom of light.
我们知道有光明的国度。
But we cannot see it.
但是我们看不见。
We're so blind to the things of the kingdom.
我们对天国的事情是好像瞎眼
一样。Someone has a small group of God.
当有人带下来一些神的作
为。Whether some healings and miracles going on.
可能有些的神迹奇事。
The Bible goes crazy as though there's something new happening.
我们就觉得很狂热的，觉得哇，有新鲜的事情。
We don't even understand that this is supposed to be a part of the everyday life for every person who is a believer.
我们都不明白这些的医治啊，神迹奇事本来就是属于每个基督徒每天的生活。
And even if this is a very small demonstration of the kingdom of God,
那就算是医治神迹奇事呢，只是天国的一点点的彰显而已。
Jesus said, if you have faith and you say to this mountain,
耶稣说，如果你有信心，可以对着山说
，Be thou removed,
你要挪移离开这里
，and be thou cast into the sea.
要丢在哪里
？What did he say would happen？
那会怎么样？耶稣说
，What did he say would happen？
他说会发生什么事
？What did he say would happen？
耶稣怎么说
？This is kingdom life。
你知道这样的就是天国的生活。
The church is supposed to be a dynamic of miracles, signs, and wonders all the time。
本来教会就是应该时常活在彰显神迹奇事大能的当中。
It says that you are a chosen race.
这里说你是被拣选的族类
，special people
是很独特的。
Set that you may set forth the wonderful deeds.
以致你能彰显神呐美好的品德。
Isn't that what we just talked about?
是不是刚才所说的
？Yes.
Yes.
And
还有
display the virtues of the perfections of Him.
还要彰显神的美德。
Who has called you?
这位呼召你的是
My dear brothers and sisters, this is the height of Christianity.
这个是基督徒信仰生活的最高峰
Jesus pointed the finger at John the Baptist.
耶稣指着司洗约翰说
And in a few words made him the most important man who has ever lived on the planet.
他用几句话就指出司洗约翰是活在地上一个最重要的人物
The Bible said that John did no miracles.
圣经说，司洗约翰没有行过任何神迹。
Yet Jesus said, by the life that he lived and what he represented in the kingdom of God.
但耶稣说，司洗约翰所活出的生命，而且他所代表的
，There is none greater than John.
在世上没有比司洗约翰更大。
So there is something that is even more important than healings and miracles.
所以呢，有比医治更重要的事情。
What is it?
是什么呢？比医治神迹更重要的。
Displaying the virtue and the perfection of Christ.
就是彰显基督的品格还有完全。
Jesus once told me in a visitation.
有一次耶稣在造访我的时候说
，That the crucifixion of the sinful nature.
就是我们最信的被钉死在十字架上。
Was the most important war, the most important battle, the most important war that a man should fight.
就是一个人一个最重要的征战。
I can't remember his exact words right now, but it was just one sentence.
我说不出他那句话，但是意思是一句话里面带出来。
One sentence that was so full of meaning.
一句话很有意思。
And in it, he let me know that the crucifixion is a battle to crucify the sinful nature.
他就告诉我呢，就是这个征战，就是要把我的罪性呢钉死在。
Was the most important battle you could ever fight in this life.
就是我们在今生一个最重要的征战，就是要把。
The victory of which is the most noble victory in all of creation.
而且呢，这个战胜。这个罪性把罪性钉在十字架上的 是最大的得胜。
Through this victory,
这样得胜的话，
you are able to display the virtues and the perfections of Christ.
你就会彰显基督的荣美、品德，还有他的得胜。
When you come to this place of displaying the virtues and the perfections of Christ,
当你来到这个地步，彰显基督的完全、他的荣美、他的品德。
You are walking in the powers of the world beyond.
你已经行走在这个世界以外的能力当中。
It is to this pinnacle that the church is called.
神要呼召教会要进入这个生命的高峰。
That you may walk in the powers of the world beyond.
你是一个行走在这个世界以外的权柄能力中。
I know because you haven't seen it, it is very difficult to comprehend what I'm trying to tell you.
因为你还没见过这种的生命权柄能力，所以我很不容易去理解。
But if you can study the Bible, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Keep reading it.
但是你可以研读圣经啊，不停的读马太、马可、路加、约翰福音。
Read it again and again.
一次再一次的。
Ask the Lord to give you the revelation of tomorrow's church.
求神给你关于明天教会的启示。
Through the life of Christ.
就是耶稣基督的生命。
You will understand why it is so imperative.
你就知道是那样的重要，是必须的。
And so powerful.
而且是非常有能力的。
So potent.
是充满着能力的。
For the church to come into this overcoming life.
就是教会要进入这样得胜的生命。
These priests who have entered into displaying the virtues and the perfections of Christ.
这些祭司已经进入那个地步。可以彰显基督的荣美。
Will rule over all things.
他们就可以统治万物。
They not only act as a mediator, in other words, in the field of intercession.
他们不只是在代祷上好像做一个中保。
Intercession over nations.
为各国来做代祷。
Evangelization, bringing the sinner to Christ.
布道让罪人归向基督。
But in their priestly office, they too rule, they too reign, even as the high priest did in the old covenant.
但他们在他祭司的职分上，他们会执政掌权，像旧约里面的大祭司一样。
Who had the highest office in Israel?
在以色列谁是有？
Was it the king or the high priest?
到底是大祭司还是君王？有这样的。
That's very good.
对的。
Was the high priest.
是大祭司有最高的地位。
So how important, how imperative is the priestly office in the Melchizedekian order?
所以你就想到在未来这个麦基洗的这个祭司啊的等次出现的时候，做祭司是何等的重要。
Let's look for a moment at the apostle.
我们看一下使徒。
Let's look in Hebrews 3:1.
看啊，希伯来书三章。
I'm going to give a test today.
我今天要做一个测验。
See how much you learned.
看你到底学了多少。
It says, so then, brethren, consecrated and set apart for God.
他说，我们天照的圣洁的弟兄啊。
To share the heavenly calling thoughtfully and attentively.
你们是这样的，一起来蒙召天上的。
Consider Jesus.
你们要思想。
The apostle and high priest.
是使者，是使徒，是大祭司。
Whom we confess as ours when we praise the Christian faith.
我们也承认他是我们的。使徒跟大祭司。
What was Jesus?
所以耶稣基督是什么？
Apostle and high priest.
使徒和大祭司。
If Jesus, who is the head of the Melchizedekian order, is an apostle and a high priest, what does that say about the order?
耶稣基督是麦基洗的等次的祭司等次的那个。那个是头，他是他们的头。他如果是使徒 和大祭司的话，那么这些的爱与喜乐的祭司是怎么样的情况呢？
He says that the order will be made up of kings, priests.
所以这个麦基洗的等次的祭司是由君王祭司
and
还有
apostles. That's right.
使徒
So why is the apostle important?
为什么使徒重要呢？
I mean, there have been apostles in the body of Christ forever.
其实呢，在教会历史上一直都有使徒。
Why do we now distinguish it as part of the Melchizedekian order?
所以为什么在这个时候特别把使徒点出来，说是属于麦基洗德等次的祭司呢？
These apostles are kingdom apostles.
那这些的使徒是国度性的使徒。
Very high order of apostles.
他们的层次是很高的使徒。
Not such as we see today.
就是我们现在所看见的那些的使徒。
Why is the apostolic anointing so important?
为什么使徒的恩膏那么重要？
First and foremost, it is the fatherhood anointing.
最重要的，第一，它是一个为父的恩膏。
It is the apostolic anointing that is going to open the eyes of Israel.
是这个使徒的恩膏帮助以色列打开他们的眼睛。
To know and understand the fatherhood of God,
帮助以色列明白神为父。
Actually, apostolic anointing is what will reveal the fatherhood of God to the church.
这个使徒的恩膏会把神作为父启示给教会。
It is a very high, very important anointing.
是个非常高而且重要的恩膏。
Just one moment, please.To be an apostle,
如果你要做一个使徒
you must be commissioned by the Lord.
你必须是被神所差遣的。
It is an office that when commissioned,
就是必须奉差遣才做使徒。
You're capable of accomplishing things in the kingdom that no one else could accomplish without that commission.
因为你有是奉神所差遣的，你就在神的国里成就别人不能成就的任务。
You're sent to accomplish something from the Lord Himself.
你是从神领受一个差遣，要成就一些的任务。
The pastoral office does not bear commissioning.
这个牧师的职任呢，没有一个奉差遣要成就一个任务。
Although if a pastor is also a commissioned apostle,
除非呢这个牧师同时是一个奉差遣的。
Which can happen,
有时候会有这种情况。
Then you have a very powerful combination.
那如果有双重这样的护照，它就是有很大的能力、权力。
An evangelist is not a commissioned office.
另外呢，做一个传道者，传福音的，或者你说做传福音的，他也不是一个奉差遣的一个职任。
The apostle is a commissioned office.
但这个使徒是一个奉差遣的
，which means that apostle is carrying the very authority of the throne with him to fulfill what he's being sent to do.
因为呢，这个使徒当他是奉差遣的，是带着呢天国的权柄，要成就神给他的那个任务。
And never will that be more real, more obvious.Then, when the kingdom apostles are released under the Melchizedekian order,
所以呢，在这个麦基洗的等次的祭司出现的时候，我们就会看见呢，这个国度性的使徒被释放出来是很有能力的。
The apostle, like the prophet, has the revelational gifting.
这些使徒呢，也有呢先知这些的启示的恩膏
，to reveal and to teach the things of the kingdom.
他们呢也可以教导启示关于天国的真理。
The commissioned apostle,
这些奉差遣的使徒
，the Melchizedekian order,
是那些我说这些属于麦基洗的
，will have
次的 使徒 will have the capacity to teach revelational teaching. 他们可以教导一些启示性的真理。To bring the reality of the kingdom to the church. 把天国的真实带到教会的当中。They will also have a capacity, 他们也有一个能力。That when they speak to you, teach you, preach to you, 他们给你讲道教导。If you have a heart for God, 如果你们有一个合乎神的心 ,and you have greatly desired God, 而你一直迫切的渴慕神 ,greatly desired maturity, 迫切的渴慕成熟 ,and you have prayed, and you have fasted, and you left the world behind, 你一直祷告禁食而且脱离世界 ,but you have not been able to make the transition, 但是你还没有从这边的转移到那个转移过去。They will be able to teach you, and the anointing on their very words will create Christ in you. 这些的天国的使徒，就是他们所教导的，他们的话语，就带着恩膏，让基督成形在你的生命。Only this apostolic anointing will have that capacity. 这种的天国使徒的恩膏就会这样的帮助。Remember Paul himself said. 保罗自己说。I travail again to rebirth Christ in you. 我为你们再次的受惨难之苦。He had that kind of anointing. 保罗有这样的恩膏。Do you remember when the apostles were walking with the Lord Jesus Christ? 你记得当使徒们跟耶稣同行的时候 ，They had walked with him for 3 years. 他们跟耶稣同行3年。He was getting ready to go to the cross. 耶稣预备要上十字架。He began to speak to them, 开始跟门徒分享。Suddenly their eyes were opened and they began to understand things they had never understood before. 他们眼睛被打开，突然明白一切过去他们一直不明白的事。And Thomas said, now we understand. 然后多马就说，现在我们明白了。Just suddenly their eyes were unveiled. 突然他们眼睛就被打开了。This is a very small picture of the capacity that these Melchizedekian priests are going to have to minister Christ to the church.
这个只是一个一部分这些将要出现的麦基洗德等次当他们服侍教会的时候他们能把基督来启示在教会
的 understand, I'm not trying to lift these men up, men and women up.
我现在不是要高举这些麦基洗德等次的祭司
beyond what's right.
不是超过他们当被高举的高举。
What I'm trying to help you understand is that there is a priesthood God is giving to the church as a love gift.
我是要让大家知道，神要预备给教会一个爱的礼物，就是这个麦基洗德等次的祭司们。
To help the church come into maturity,
帮助教会进入一个成熟的地步
，so that she can defeat her enemies.
以致他可以来战胜仇敌
，and bring great glory to God in the earth，
在地上让神得到极大的荣耀。
They also will be vessels of great signs and wonders。
这些的麦基洗德的祭司，他们会带下极大的神迹奇事。
Their words will be of such a nature. Let's look at Hebrews 4:12-13. We're not getting bored yet, are you?
我们看希伯来书4:13-14.
It says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power.
就是神所说的话是有能力的，是活泼的。
Making it active, operative, energizing, and effective.
这些话是带着功效的，是有能力的，是达到目的的。
It is sharper than any two-edged sword.
比一切的两刃的剑更利。
Penetrating to the dividing line and the breath of life.
甚至呢，可以把里面的灵与魂可以分开。
And the immortal spirit.
灵与魂可以分开。
And of the joints and the marrow.
还有骨节与骨髓之间把它分
开。Of the deepest part of our nature.
还有我们的人性里面最深的部分把它分开。
Exposing.
可以把事物敞开。
And sifting.
而且呢，分辨
，and analyzing，
分析
，and judging，
而且呢，审判
，the very thoughts and purposes of our heart, 我们人里面的一些的动机。
And our creature exists and is concealed from his sight.
以致呢，活着的没有一个可以从他面前被隐藏起来。
But all things are open and exposed, naked.
但是呢，所有的都被揭开，赤裸裸的在他面前。
And if that comes to the eyes of him,
在神的眼的面前是
with whom we have to do.I have just explained to you the power of the word that is going to flow through the Melchizedekian priests.
我刚才所说的就是这些麦基洗的祭司们，他们说话的时候所带下的能力。
It will be a creative word.
是一个好像有创造性能力的话。
An empowered word.
是带着能力的话。
When it enters into your heart,
当他们在讲道的时候进到你的心里
it will cut through between soul and spirit,
在你们灵与魂之间就好像把它切开
exposing everything in you that hinders you from the life in Christ,
就把你里面一切拦阻你进入基督那丰盛的生命所有的那些的东西
You will have the power not only to cut through between soul and spirit,
这些麦基洗的祭司的能力不只是要切开你骨盆里面的东西
like the finest sword
好像是最厉害的、剑
but the word will also carry the power of heaven to annihilate the power of sin in you
而且他们的话语带着呢天上的全美能力把你里面的罪可以完全的消除
this is what will release youTo enter into maturity.
那这样你就会被释放，可以进入成熟的地步。
Places where sin is hiding, you're not even aware of it.
甚至有时候呢，一些罪隐藏在里面，你自己都不知道。
The words spoken will bring light to your heart.
那这些祭司们一说话，里面就亮起来。
Cutting asunder between soul and spirit.
灵与魂被破开。
You understand what is hindering.
你就知道什么拦阻你来，
你不能去拦阻我
完全，你就愿意来放下那些。
And the word will have the power to free you.
而且他们所讲的话就会有能力来释放。
I see visions of these men.
我看见在异象里看见这些的麦基人。
Standing in the pulpit,
他们站在讲台上
，teaching on forgiveness.
他们教导关于饶恕的真理。
And the cutting word, their power is so concise.And so full of authority, so full of power.
他们在讲道的时候带着权柄能力，好像真是那个刀剑一样的力。
The vast congregations,
那些极大的会众
were listening to them,
在听他们讲道
fall into repentance,
他们就会悔改
and in moments come up healed.
然后呢，香港就起来就
是 thousands of people free.From lifelong strongholds,
甚至成千上万的人就是被被子所捆绑的东西一下子呢就得释放
Because of the authority that rests upon these people,
是因为这些的祭司们所带领的权柄
Why there is such value to the church?
所以你知道这些麦基洗的祭司的兴起影响
Why there is such value to you?
有益处的
No one's falling asleep on me already.
没错的吧
We're almost done. The prophet is the eye of the church.
先知是教会的眼睛
Luke 24:19 speaks of Jesus as a prophet.
路加福音24:19说到耶稣是先知
In the same office as part of the Melchizedekian priesthood.
这个麦基洗的祭司们也是有这个先知的。
To the prophet's eye, they have heavenly vision.
他们有先知的眼睛看见。
Understand heaven's plans and purposes.
他们明白天上神的计划策略。
Can carry out and fulfill the purposes and the plans of the kingdom of God on earth.
他们就可以成就完成神在地上的旨意。
Let's look at Jeremiah 1:10.
我们看一下耶利米书1:10。
Jeremiah 1:10,
耶利米书1:10。
Now I can read it now. It says, "See, I have this day appointed you."
天地
to the oversight of the nations
在列国之上
and of the kingdoms
还有列国之上列邦
to root out
要拔出
pull down
要拆毁
to destroy
要毁坏
to overthrow
要倾覆
to build
然后建立
and to plant
栽种
there you have the ministry of the prophet
那这个是先知的指示
Isaiah 41:4 says that the prophet guides the destiny of nations.
以赛亚书41:4讲到先知是带领万国的命定。
The Bible also speaks of the fact that God saved Israel through the prophet.
圣经也说神借着先知来拯救以色列。
The prophetic office is extremely important, very valuable to the body of Christ.
所以先知的服事对教会来说是非常重要。
The church likes the prophet right now because the prophet tells them all kinds of wonderful stories.
现在的教会很爱先知，因为先知跟他们讲很多他们喜欢听的故事。
You get to hear about this, visit, that visit, and this trip to heaven, and that trip to wherever.
可能那些时候告诉他们啊、哦，有这样的道啊，你会有立志到天堂那里看见什么。
And the church likes all these stories.
那么教会喜欢听这些故事。
It helps make the kingdom feel a little bit more real, a little more tangible, right?
让他们呢感觉到在神的国好像比较真实。
But you see, the greater value of the prophetic office does not rest in these things.
但是呢，先知的职事它的宝贵重要是超过这一些。
Not as much in the methodology of receiving the wisdom as in the wisdom itself.
那个重点不是在他们怎么领受启示，而是他们实在是有那个智慧与启示。
The prophet is God's eye given to the church.
先知是神赐给教会的眼睛。
So that we can see all things through the Lord's eyes.
以致我们就像透过神的眼睛来看万事。
And the prophetic anointing,
这个先知的恩膏。
Is given to save you,
是为了要救你的。
To save you from the hand of the enemy,
是先知的恩膏是要从仇敌的计划里面的诡计。
And to protect you from the enemy's plans,
而且要从仇敌的诡计当中来保护你。
These Melchizedekian prophets,
这些是属于麦基洗的等次的先知。
Will be far more powerful than today's prophet.
比现在我们所看见的先知更有能力。
They'll also be able to talk better.
他们也可以表达得更好。
So these prophets,
这些的先知
again will have a creative word.
他们说话带着创造性的能力。
They will speak to a nation.
他们可以对一个国家说话。
And through their speech,
他们就是讲。
Bring down principalities, bring down dominions, bring down thrones.
可以来倾覆执政的、掌权的、国位的。
And lift up other thrones.
而且呢，把别的带到他们的位置上。
The prophetic mantle is extremely important to the church.
这个先知的恩膏对教会是非常重要的。
Again, they will help build Christ in you if your heart in receiving them is to receive Christ.
这些先知们，他的执事恩膏会帮助你，让基督在你里面成形。如果你是这样
，Before you read a good story,
如果你看见先知是渴慕听到好的故事
，That's what the prophet will mean to you.
那你只能领受一个好的故事。
If what you're looking for is to know Christ and to be as Christ has called you to be,
如果你看见先知，你的心是渴慕。成为基督的样式，要接受基督呼召你的位置。
Then their ministry will be much greater to you.
那么先知的服事对你就会有更大的功效。
Of much greater value.
对你也有更大的价值。
So I think you can see by this very brief outline,
就刚才我所介绍的
why the Melchizedekian ministry is going to be so critical for the church.
这个要出现的麦基洗的这个等次的这些的服饰是对教会是何等的重要。
They will flow in the Isaiah 61 anointing.
这些的麦基洗的 祭司、先知、君王会在以下这六十一章内容的恩膏当中运作呢？
Bringing the Jubilee anointing to the church，
把新年的恩膏带到教会的当中。
When the Jubilee anointing comes，
当新年的恩膏降临的时候
，I will close with this。
我在这里结束。
There was a time when I was in prayer，
有什么祷告
？And the Lord appeared to me，
主就向我显现。
And I I made a very major mistake.
我就在犯了一个错误。
I asked him, Lord, what most grieves you?
我说神啊，什么让你最伤心呢？
And he said to me, because the church has never entered into the fullness of its calling as depicted in Ephesians 4.
他说，就是教会从来没有进入我在以弗所书四章所表达出来的教会那。
This is the thing that grieves the Lord the most.
这是教主最忧伤的。
Think about this.
你想一下。
There are millions dying and going to hell.
有千千万万的人死亡陷入地狱。
But the thing that grieves Jesus the most.
它是教主耶稣最忧伤的。
Is that the church has never entered into the fullness of life.
就是教会从来没有进入神给他那完全的生命跟呼召。
Display the perfections of Christ，
彰显基督那个完全。
Isn't this amazing？
你觉得是不是很叫你惊讶
？Isn't that a fantastic revelation？
是不是一个很奇妙的启示
？Isn't that enough to break your heart？
是不是叫你的心也破碎
？Nothing in the world breaks God's heart more than that one thing。
是这件事叫神的心破碎。
I was so devastated。
当我听到时呢，我心里非常的难过。
I didn't know if I wanted to ask him any more questions。
好，我想不要再问他任何问题了。
I mean, how can you fix a mess like that？
你怎么样来解决这个问题呢
？Yes, you guys can guess, I'm a fixer。
喜欢解决问题。
Just tell me something's wrong, I'll fix it。
你告诉我有什么事情不对劲，我就想赶快解决。
So I'm standing there and I have no fix.
那我就站在那里，我没有办法来解决这个问题。
I can't fix the Lord's broken heart.
我不能叫神破碎的心可以得医治。
Because I can't make the church be what we're not.
因为我不能把教会变成他不是的那个样子。
So I took a very bold step of faith.
所以呢，我就凭着很大的信心。
And I said, Lord,
我说主啊。
What is the thing that brings you the most pleasure? You understand? And he said to me,
他跟我说,
that I am going to send the Jubilee anointing.
他就说我要赐下那个喜年的恩膏。
It's represented in Isaiah 61.
就是以赛亚书那里讲到，就是
主要讲到 the church when it cannot do for itself.
这个喜悦的恩膏来到的时候，就可以帮助教会成就他。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
就是耶和华的灵降在我身上。
Because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel.
因为神高我来传福音。
Of good tidings to the meek, the poor, the afflicted.
传福音给那些软弱的、困苦的、贫穷的人听。
He sent me to bind up and heal brokenhearted.
他差遣我来医治、来包扎那些受伤。
To proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives.
来对那些无论是肉身或者属灵里被捆绑的人宣告自由。
The opening of the prison.And of the eyes to those who are bound.
打开那些被囚的人，释放他们出来，还有眼睛被打开。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
宣告耶和华悦纳的年。
And the day of vengeance of our God.
还有神报仇的日子。
To comfort all who mourn.
去安慰一切的人，忧伤的人。
To grant consolation and joy.
要赐下安慰跟喜乐
，to those who mourn Zion，
那些在西安哀哭的人
，to give them an ornament, a garland, a diadem of beauty，
给他们一个 荣耀的冠冕。
Instead of ashes, the oil of joy, instead of mourning.
喜乐的油代替忧伤。
The garment expressive of praise, instead of a heavy, burdened, and failing spirit.
赞美的衣裳来代替一个软弱的这个忧郁的灵。
That they may be called oaks of righteousness.
以致他们被称为公义的树。
Lofty, strong, and magnificent.
是坚强的。是建造的，是有威严的。
Distinguished for uprightness，
他们是特别闪耀的。
Justice，
有公义的。
Right standing with God，
他们与神是站立在对的位置。
The planting of the Lord，
是神所栽种的。
That He may be glorified，
叫神可得荣
耀。And so much more，
还有更多更多的。
This anointing，
这个
going through these sacred vessels。
这个恩膏会流畅在
，is going to unlock the glory in the church，
会把神的荣耀揭开在神的教会中。
Is going to enable you to enter into the fullness of Christ， so much as you desire，
会照着你所渴慕的帮助你进入基督的那个长寿。
You do not have to walk defeated in this life，
在这个人生里你不会再。我在失败当中
，God is going to make His bride an overcoming bride，
神要让他的心腹成为一个得胜的心腹
，Full of power and glory，
充满着能力跟荣耀
，Holiness，
充满着圣洁
，Bringing glory to His wondrous name，
让他的名得荣耀。
Well, praise the Lord。Aren't you excited？ I believe you。It almost feels like spiritual Christmas, right? Okay, let me pray and let's just hear. Well, Father, you are saving your best wine to last. Those who have feared these last days,
那些是带着敬畏来面对这些末日的。
Need not to fear，
不再需要惧怕。
Because we will be an overcoming and conquering church，
因为教会我们要成为一个得胜的，是得胜的。
Your wondrous works，
我们要彰显你的大能作为。
Your glory and your virtue，
彰显你的品德，你的荣耀。
And we thank you for what you planned，
我为着你的计划来感谢。
We give you praise and honor and glory，
给一切的荣耀尊贵。
In your precious name, I bless these people.
祝福这些的
May they go home,
儿女的，
我让他们回家了，
或者他们的旅馆
And be blessed in your name.
奉你的名蒙祝福
Bring them back tonight to receive the last deposit.
晚上回来领受最后的教导
Of the revelation,
就是这个启示
In your precious name,
奉你的名
Amen. Let's go.